from the Acts of the Apostles. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The Word of the Lord. In this reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the fledgling church seems to be faced with a double dilemma. The wrong people are preaching the word, and to the wrong people. Unauthorized followers from Cypriot and Cyrenian are preaching to the Gentiles. The church seems to regularly have this problem, and the modern church especially is plagued with religious women and laymen who want to preach. They long to share their experiences and their gifts with the word in a more formal way. Not allowed, says the official church. And not only do they want to preach, but they want to preach to the wrong people. Religious women preach to the poor and disenfranchised, but the official church seems to want only those who fit and obey the rules to hear the good news. It is good to keep in mind that Jesus also preached to some wrong people. The woman at the well comes to mind. Barnabas, a good man filled with the Holy Spirit and faith, recognizes the value of these new evangelizers and encourages them to continue. He saw their grace-filled sincerity and how it touched many people. In this time, when so many have turned away from the church, is it time to welcome others to preach the good news from our pulpits? Of course, we preach always with our lives, but would more Catholics and past Catholics connect better with someone outside the clergy? In the Joy of the Gospels, Pope Francis encourages the church to welcome all to the table and to hear the word. For me and many, it is a welcomed gift. I hope the church will take today's reading and our Pope's exhortation to heart and welcome new preachers and new followers.